KJAN Sports.
Time for a look at sports. Good morning. I'm Jim Field. Our sports update this morning brought to you by Marnie Elkhorn Telephone Company. Check with them for complete internet hookup. Well, for a second straight day, nary a rainout around the area in high school baseball and softball. Go figure that, huh? Take a look at some scores from around the area yesterday. First, in girls softball action, Atlantic swept a non-conference doubleheader over Thomas Jefferson. Atlantic winning 8-2 in the opener and 13-3 in game two. Shenandoah won twice, beating Clarinda 1-0. Shenandoah also downing Sydney 14-2. It was Abraham Lincoln over Red Oak 6-1. Kemper Catholic beating Denison 1-0. Kemper Catholic also a 13-7 winner over Carroll. Griswold defeated Audubon 12-0. It was IKM Manning over Riverside 11-0. Tri-Center beat St. Albert 4-3. Southwest Valley beat Stanton 15-6. Logan Magnolia downing Underwood 11-0. And Trainer edging Missouri Valley by a 6-5 final. Those are girls' softball results. In boys' baseball action around the area yesterday, it was Lewis Central topping Atlantic, and the game stopped after six innings. 13-3 the final, the Titans over the Trojans. Also, Clarinda beat Shenandoah 7-1. Shenandoah beat Fremont Mills 11-10. St. Albert a winner over Tri-Center 4-3. Audubon edging Griswold 8-5. AHSTW topping Essex 10-0. Exira EHK a 1-0 squeaker over Arweva. Cam defeats Adair Casey 14-3. Stanton got by Lennox 5-4. Trainer over Missouri Valley 3-0. IKM Manning swept a doubleheader from Riverside, winning 13-3 and 21-2. Underwood over Logan Magnolia 9-8. Coon Rapids Baird over Woodbine 21-1, and it was Carroll beating Ballard 16-9. Those are boys' baseball scores from yesterday. Well, Florida's still alive in the College World Series after the Gators clobbered Miami for the second time in 5 days. Harris and Bader led off the game with the first of Florida's four home runs in a 10-2 rout that eliminated the Hurricanes. Alex Fado and two relievers combined on a four-hitter for the Gators, who outscored Miami 25-5 in their two College World Series meetings. The Gators next will play Virginia, which is 2-0. That means Florida needs to beat the Cavaliers twice to reach the best of three finals. One game today on the College World Series slate, that's LSU versus TCU. That's a 7 o'clock game tonight, and that's also an elimination game. The winner of this contest will advance to play Vanderbilt. They'd have to beat the Commodores twice to get to the finals of the tournament. In Major League Baseball action yesterday, again, everything was interleague play yesterday. Tommy Malone gave up one run over seven innings, and the Minnesota Twins squeaked out a 3-1 victory over the St. Louis Cardinals last night. Malone gave up five hits and struck out five, and Eduardo Nunez had two hits and two RBIs to help the reeling Twins, who had lost seven of their previous eight games. Carlos Martinez gave up two runs, one earned, on five hits and struck out six in 6 2/3 innings of work for the Cardinals. Joe Blanton picked up his first victory in nearly 2 years with five solid innings, and Alcides Escobar equaled his career high with four RBIs as the Kansas City Royals pounded the Milwaukee Brewers 10-2 last night. Blanton hadn't won since June of 2013 while with the Los Angeles Angels against Houston. He limited the Brewers to one run and five hits. The 34-year-old right-hander struck out four, walking no one, throwing a season-high 73 pitches. Escobar tripled with the bases loaded in a four-run eighth inning. He also singled home a run in a three-run second. It was his third four RBI game in his career. Elsewhere around the interleague action yesterday in Major League Baseball, it was Baltimore beating Philadelphia 6-4. The Yankees beat Miami 2-1. Tampa Bay shut out Washington 5-0. Toronto down the New York Mets 8-0. Atlanta beat Boston 5-2. Chicago clobbered Cleveland 17-0. It was Cincinnati over Detroit in 13 innings 8-4. Pittsburgh beat the Chicago White Sox 3-2. Houston over Colorado 8-4. Arizona topping the LA Angels 3-2. Oakland bashed San Diego 16-2. It was Seattle over San Francisco 2-0. And Texas got by the LA Dodgers by a 5-3 final. An attorney representing the St. Louis Cardinals said what you would expect him to say. He says an internal review shows high-level executives of the team were not involved in the hacking of the Houston Astros player personnel database. However, the internal investigation is not finished. Attorney Jim Martin's comments were the first to suggest that any wrongdoing could be limited to the lower levels of the Cardinals organization. The Cardinals said they retained the Dowd Bennett firm for a review several months before this week's disclosure that the FBI is investigating whether the team hacked into the Astros' computer system that's used to track players and prospects. The FBI has declined to confirm that it's investigating the Redbirds, but a person familiar with the inquiry earlier told the Associated Press that federal authorities are investigating whether members of the team were to blame for what Major League Baseball called a breach of the Astros database. There's been no indication of how many employees might be under investigation. Iowa State running back Martinez Siria has been kicked off the team. Cyclones coach Paul Rhodes says Siria has been dismissed for violating team policies. Siria gained 47 yards on 20 carries as a true freshman last season. His dismissal further erodes the depth on one of Iowa State's weakest positions. Tyler Brown, who gained 109 yards as a freshman in 2014, and redshirt freshman Mike Warren figure to compete for the starting running back job. In NFL news, Dallas Cowboys owner Jerry Jones says he expects disgruntled receiver Dez Bryant will be at training camp and play in the regular season opener. Bryant has not signed his franchise tender that will guarantee him $12.8 million this season, and he's indicated his willingness to miss the season opener without a long-term deal. Jones anticipates the All-Pro will be at training camp and at the regular season opener. Cleveland Browns quarterback Johnny Manziel acknowledged on Wednesday that he got caught up trying to live up to the Johnny Football persona that he helped create. The second-year pro spoke with the media for the first time since spending 10 weeks in a rehab facility, saying he's hoping to move past a regrettable chapter in his life. The former Heisman Trophy winner from Texas A&M intends to scrap his trademark money sign when he rubs his fingers together after a big play. San Diego Mayor Kevin Falconer is questioning whether the Chargers were serious about staying in the city. Falconer's characterization comes one day after the team shot down the mayor's trial balloon for a city election this year on financing a stadium, dealing a blow to San Diego's efforts to prevent the Chargers from moving to Los Angeles. The Chargers and the Oakland Raiders plan to jointly build a $1.7 billion stadium in the Los Angeles suburb of Carson, one of two proposals to return an NFL team to the nation's second largest city after a two-decade absence. The family of Packers Hall of Fame quarterback Bart Starr says he is participating in a clinical trial using stem cells as a possible treatment for strokes. Starr suffered two strokes and a mild heart attack last September. The family says details will be shared in the future and that Starr has one goal, and that's a return to Green Bay for a Packers game. And the Iowa Girls Coaches Association announced its All-State Soccer selections for the 2015 season. In Class 1A, among the first-team All-State selections was Hannah Larson, a defensive player from Tri-Center. Also on defense from St. Albert, Maddie Munger was a first-team All-Stater. Among the Class 1A second-team All-State selections, forward Jenna Cox of St. Albert and midfielders Mary Casson of St. Albert and Megan Marsh of Tri-Center. Also in Class 2A, among the first-team All-State selections was forward Emily Hoffman of ADM Van Meter and her teammate Jenny Wicks. Also second-team All-State selections in Class 2A include Thomas Jefferson's Danielle Mefford and Lauren Hemmiller, and also Glenwood's Sarah Homan making second-team All-State. That's Check of Sports this hour, brought to you by Marnie Elkhorn Telephone Company. Check with them for complete internet hookup. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.